you look at the competition at lock, and then you think of the fact that Ryan Baird had a concussion, then you think of guys like Tom O'Hearn coming through the system, he probably needed to come on and be really explosive and dynamic.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Arna Slot discusses Darwin Nunez's continued cold spell in front of goal and gives definition to their goalkeeping pecking order. Another incredible John Duran strike sees Aston Villa return to winning ways. And today is the day that Saudi Arabia will be waved through as 2034 World Cup hosts. First up today, Liverpool boss Arne Slot was unhappy with his side's performance away to Girona last night. It took a second half Mo Salah penalty and some excellent goalkeeping from Alisson to preserve Liverpool's 100% record in this season's Champions League. Alisson's performance after 11 games out has only cemented his status as Liverpool's number one in Slot's eyes, which of course is bad news for Quevin Kelleher.
Yeah, I said out of a bit of a joke that maybe the players wanted to see how fit he really was, so to give him so much work. But of course, that was not our plan. He showed again today why I said so many times that he's our first goalkeeper. That has nothing to do with Quev. He did so well. But Alisson has been so important for this club for so many years, for his country as well, and showed today that he's probably one of the best, in my opinion, the best goalkeeper in the world. And let's hope he can continue bringing these performances in. Let's even hope more that he can stay fit.
Darwin Nunez squandered a number of chances once again last night, meaning it's now 7 games for him without a goal. Slot's been asked if confidence, or lack thereof, is behind the Uruguayan slump.
What I can agree on is that he missed a few chances. Then it's always the question, does this have anything to do with low of confidence, or is this a situation where he's in at the moment? I think every striker all around the world has periods where every ball goes in, and sometimes he has a period where you try so hard, but you're not able to score. The good thing is that we have many players that can score for us. Today, Mo again. But I would have loved to see Darwin score, because I think every striker wants to score and needs goals. That's why I kept him in for quite a long time. He was a threat, but unfortunately couldn't score because, yes, Alisson made a lot of saves, but I think if you make a highlight of this game, we will see a few chances that we had as well, which is something is normal. What is not normal is that we concede so many chances.
Duran will try from an unlikely distance and will do what he does so often and score from way, way out. And that winning smile again, super sub, strikes again.
Great attitude, I love that, when you're prepared to have a pop from goal like that.
Another world-class goal from distance from John Duran helped Aston Villa return to winning ways and move them up to third in the Champions League table. But it was a deflected strike from Ross Barkley that ultimately settled their game away to RB Leipzig, 5 minutes from time, as Villa ran out 3-2 winners. Brendan Rodgers was unhappy with Celtic's result away to Dino Zagreb last night. They played out a goalless draw at the Maximir, but Rodgers felt Celtic deserved more.
Yeah, I think the positive is that we come away again and we're defensively strong, didn't concede, which is, like you say, when you have that confidence to do that in Europe, it really helps you as you make your steps forward. I thought we lacked quality, if I'm honest, in the final third of the pitch. We progressed the game well enough. We got into some really good areas. The pitch was a little bit tricky but I think in terms of both teams, I think when I arrived into the final third, there wasn't, and I think you can see that by the shots on target that we had. So that was the only downside for the game for us. We had a great energy, we had a good commitment, and it looked like towards the end we could maybe make that breakthrough. We had a great move where Arnie squares it, and their defender makes an absolutely brilliant block. But I thought we arrived into that area quite a lot. But either was a little bit loose with their pass or just didn't quite make that moment count. So that was the only downside. But like I say, it's if you're in the Champions League and you get a clean sheet and take a point away from home and you're not very happy, then that shows you how much and how far the group is progressing, or the team is.
Brest remain on course to be the most surprising side advancing to the last 16 of the Champions League. Julien Le Cardinal's first half goal saw them beat PSV Eindhoven 1-0 in their temporary home of Gangamp. Bayer Leverkusen rediscovered their taste for late goals, with Nordi Mukiele netting seconds from the end of normal time to inflict a first defeat upon Inter, 1-0 the final score there. Bayern Munich are back inside the top 8 despite falling behind in their game with Shakhtar Donetsk. Mikkel Elise scored twice in the second half, the first from the penalty spot, as Vincent Kompany's charges eventually romped to a 5-1 win. Paris Saint-Germain won for the first time in 5 Champions League games, beating Salzburg 3-0 in Austria. Real Madrid manager Carlo Ancelotti says Kylian Mbappe's injury is not serious. The French forward opened the scoring in Real's 3-2 win away to Atalanta, but was forced off before half-time.
I will be there for one reason, and one reason only. This season, justice is dire.
It's not true that I want Man City to be relegated. It's true that I like justice. Many times small clubs are punished by €5.
First thing you can do for me is to chuck all your medals and all your caps and all your pots and all your pans into the biggest flipping dustbin you can find. Because you've never won any of them fairly. You've done it all by blooming cheating.
This is the man, hopefully, who will see that justice will be served.
I don't think it's fair that the big sharks, they always find a way to escape the rules.
Sin justice!
More than being a professional football man, I just like justice in football.
Justice will be served!
Part of that, no bad feelings.
Pep Guardiola says Manchester City have to do better with the players at his disposal. Manuel Akanji and Nathan Ake are among his defensive absentees for tonight's game away to Juventus. City have dropped points in each of their last two Champions League outings, and in all competitions have won just 1 in 9. Guardiola, though, believes his players' confidence can only be restored increment by increment.
The confidence regaining past the ball is a simple thing, and you make confident in a game is when you have one or two or three actions in one game, and the actions are good, you have the confidence. Confidence is not, oh, you have to have confidence. It's not about that. If I have an action, defensive, offensive, I win that duel, I have the ball, simple things, two or three simple things, I do it, I have the confidence. So at the end, the people believe it's so difficult. No, it's not difficult. It's, you have to do the simple things, go to the, you lose a ball, come back, in the simple things and do it. I don't ask the action from Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi. I don't ask these kind of actions. They are unique. They have to do what they are good. And this is from here, even is in the bottom, from here we are going to build a step by step, like we want to do. We want to be as a team that we have been for many, many, many years in the last decade in England and in Europe.
Mikel Arteta says injuries to players across all clubs are the result of increased workloads. He's without a host of defenders for this evening's visit of Monaco to the Emirates. Arteta would love a break in the calendar to help his squad in particular return to full fitness.
You can see it as well in the league, you know, some players that are coming back from injuries, getting injured again, so yeah, they are under a lot of demands at the moment, and a break, unless you are out of a cup or something, I don't see many breaks. We want to be in every competition, so hopefully we won't have that chance, but we still have the ability to maintain the level that we want.
Might be forced to do something in January, and just because of these situations, to make the squad a little bit bigger.
Well, it's a window that brings us an opportunity to strengthen the team if we feel that it's needed, and if we feel that that we have the capacity to do it as well, so we are on it just to assess the situation, because it's changing every week, and at the moment not for the better, but I'm positive that in a few weeks we're going to be in a better place.
Celtic's search for a first point in the Women's Champions League gets no easier this evening. They're at home to Real Madrid, a side guaranteed a quarter-final place already. Elsewhere in Group B, Chelsea will look to preserve their 100% record, and they play host to Twente. Lyon are assured of a quarter-final place from Group A, but it's otherwise all to play for there. The French side are in Istanbul to play pointless Galatasaray, while Wolfsburg and Roma both start the evening on 6 points. Today, we'll officially find out that Saudi Arabia will host the 2034 World Cup. A FIFA council meeting will wave through the Gulf state as tournament hosts, concluding a process that has been far from transparent. The 2030 World Cup is to take place in 6 different countries and on 3 different continents. Last year, the FIFA Council decided that Spain, Portugal and Morocco would stage the bulk of that tournament, which will see three matches staged in Argentina, Uruguay and Paraguay as a sop to the competition's centenary. FIFA will today rubber stamp Saudi Arabia as 2034 hosts after moving the goalposts in terms of stadiums that need to be built and ignoring those highlighting Saudi Arabia's human rights record. The Norwegian Football Federation is just one that will abstain from this vote, with their president Lise Klaveness saying they cannot accept FIFA's approach to the vote. Joey Shea from Human Rights Watch says although it could be a catalyst for change, she has reservations.
What we are most concerned about, however, is the severe impact of the 2034 World Cup on labor rights in Saudi Arabia, given the absolutely massive amount of construction that will be needed by 2034 inside of the country.
That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Football feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack and we'll be back with more Football Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.